I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
If you could change one rule in college football, what would it be? Rivals has arrived. Okie dokie, welcome to another show of Rivals. Scott Mitchell, Jason Buck. Jason, let's get right to it. What do you hate about the rules of college football? And if there was one rule, if you could change the world one rule at a time, what would you do in college football differently than is done today?
Well, I think they protect the quarterback way too much.
I'm not going to disagree with that.
Way too much. And I think, because I don't like cheap shots on them, but good legal hits. And
Isn't it frustrating to watch a quarterback actually get tackled and to have them call,
like Matthews. Matthews last year at Green Bay on that beautiful sack. And it was by the book. Head to the side with the shoulder pad, wrap him up, drive him in the ground. I was like, that couldn't be a better sack or more legitimate. I was blown away by that penalty.
You know why it's that way?
Well, I mean, the most money's invested in the quarterback. I mean, that's the big...
It's not why it's that way.
Why?
Because through the course of time...
Quarterbacks develop pussitis, so they have to protect them more.
Defensive linemen actually are breaking the rules.
How?
Please.
How? Break the rules?
It's amazing to me.
We're the kindest people on the team.
With this... I am such a choir boy attitude.
Yeah.
That I am so high on my morals and
we're,
I am so
high on...
We're
the best guys on the team. Less trouble.
Can I give you... You deceive
we're
yourself.
We're so nice. The coaches love us.
You deceive yourself.
Easy to manage.
Your number one rule, your number one goal is to hurt the quarterback.
Yes, legitimately.
No.
So here's the rule I want.
It's not legitimately.
Legitimately.
No, legitimately in your mind is... When I bring him to the ground, slam his shoulder into the ground first, and I land on top of him with all my weight.
Yeah.
That's not legitimate.
As you suck him in, it's your technique, man. You wrap up and you suck him in out the waist. You kind of break him in half a little bit, and you're pulling him in so tight as you drive him in there, and they're helpless.
Let me just ask you.
And you're taking all your force to drive the shoulder in. It's like, that was legit.
No, it's not legit. It's criminal.
I mean, one of the funnest ones is the face mask right through the sternum. You could hear the air go out of their body, and they couldn't breathe anymore, and then you hurt their ribs.
Time out.
Sorry, I was just having some
fantasies
there.
When you have an offensive lineman who goes at your knees.
Oh, suckers.
Thank you. What are they trying to do?
Yeah, they post-cut. Sets you up, and you're battling him, and then the guy comes from the side and blows your knee out. That's 2-on-1, man.
It's not even 2-on-1.
Yeah,
what
it
does it matter? Okay, there's two defensive linemen. They get
post-cut
to a quarterback.
Stuff. They'd set you up all the time to chop your knee and blow it out and ruin careers. Linemen are a bunch of snipers.
And
they know it.
And
all you guys know you're snipers.
And
you're
what
proud quarterback, of it.
And what you did to quarterbacks is not...
No, it wasn't sniping. It wasn't like my buddy came and high-lowed you.
Like I said, you deceive yourself.
So here's what I want. I want to be able to lead with the crown of my head again. When the quarterback's got his arm up and he's like ready to throw,
that's the rule
and
you want to change.
I can lead with the crown of my head at his ribcage.
That's your rule you want to change.
It is a beautiful thing in defensive line life.
Okay.
Crown of the head to the ribcage while your ribs are exposed and you can't defend yourself.
Is a new rule change?
I would like that rule.
Okay.
But are you going to argue that?
No, I'm like, no.
That's my fantasy rule, but my legitimate rule is
this isn't fantasy football.
I was fantasizing there for a little bit because we talked about what D linemen would like, and I know that all my D line buddies out there are cheering right now with a little, froth coming out of their mouth a little bit, and they loved all this conversation like Buck. Crum, Ryan, Scow, everybody's cheering for me. So
get to the real part, please.
So we go. I really think the targeting call needs to be changed.
Targeting?
The targeting, the personal unnecessary roughness, leading with the head.
You know what I don't like about it?
I mean, it needs to be modified.
Here's what I don't like about it. I don't like that the official just calls it like blanket style.
100%,
and then lets the
brother.
Official in the booth kind of review it. It's
yes,
like
it's got to be reviewed.
Like, I'm going to take off all the burden from me, and some guy up in a booth is going to determine it. It's like make a call that you really believe is happening, what you really see is happening. I don't like the targeting call in college football. I really don't.
It's so hard.
I understand the whole idea of protecting players. But again, I think you can tell when there's malice with someone.
I don't think they should ever throw a player out of the game. You know how they throw them out just instantaneously? That's bull crap. A player should never be thrown out unless it is so flagrant. The people up in the box, you know, that review it and confirm it and everything.
I agree.
Because it's... Everybody knows it's so hard to tell on television in the stands. The game is happening so fast out there. And those players, you're coming in to make a tackle, and you've got targets when you're tackling, right? And you're trying to come in, and you're putting your head across the hip or on this side of the hip. You're trying to drive your shoulder through him. That guy's moving at full speed. You're moving at full speed. He's ducking. He's spinning. He's going low. He's going high. You're trying to adjust your head while he's adjusting his head because they throw their head down, right, because they're trying to get leverage before they get tackled. And how do you – perfectly avoid helmet-to-helmet contact.
I watched so many
of these
hard. Last year in college football, and it was...
And they throw the guy out of the game, yeah. And then they say you're out for the first half of the next
Depending
game.
Depending on when you get when you get ejected.
When you get ejected. And I'm like, holy cow, you just affected... You hurt the guy's year of play if they miss that much of football, right? You hurt the team, punish them big time. And for them to be ejected into the... Depending on when they get ejected into the first half of the next game, I think it absolutely deserves a conference... You know, committee review to see if that was purposeful, you know,
right.
Targeting and not just an accident of guy trying to play hard hustle football.
I actually kind of agree with you, Jason, which I'm surprised.
They need to modify that.
I forgot about that rule, but you know what? Yeah. I have a different one. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to tell you what mine is.
All right.
Back to Rivals. Scott Mitchell, Jason Buck here, talking about if we could change one rule in college football, what would it be? Jason's rule, his real rule, was targeting.
Yes.
And a review of the targeting process. And I agree with that. It makes me scratch my head. I don't think for the most part players have an intent to injure. I mean, I think there are some cases when it needs to happen, but a lot of these calls are egregious. It's very rare.
I can't think of anybody off the top of my head that intended to injure somebody. Right? We knew people got hurt. We all knew when we played football.
There's an intent to be like physical and tough.
Oh, yeah.
And
just punishing.
To try to, you know, a lot of these receivers to try to jar the ball out or something like that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And tackle so hard they don't get back up. You know, I mean, you want crushing good hits, but it's all within the game of football that we knew we took the risk, but I didn't know any. I didn't honestly never heard anybody talk around me like, "Hey, I'm going to just injure this guy."
Right.
Yeah. Never heard that.
Kind of in the moment, in the battle, it kind of
on the battle.
Yeah.
And there's payback. There was payback.
All right. Well, my rule is a little bit different. It's more to do with time. And I think that games are too long. The interest level, we're in a society where we only have so much of an actual window that we can pay attention.
Instant gratification.
And so I want to have a running clock in college football.
Wow.
And do it just like they do in the NFL. And there's obvious stop times.
How much
times.
Time would that cut off the game? You think? There are stop times. There's television advertisements and so forth. I mean,
The television advertisement in the NFL is just—it's insane.
Oh, it is.
But for college football, I would love after you get a first down not to have a timeout or
stop the clock.
Stop the clock.
Yeah, I like that.
Just
let the clock
keep going.
Yeah,
it doesn't change. Nothing happens. They're very efficient with the sticks on the sideline and the officials, and it's not that much of an impact on games, but I think it would have a huge impact on the viewership of games, because a lot of places there just seems to be a dwindling fan base. In the Pac-12, it's like that at BYU, the second half of the season, and that has more to do with – it's not the time per se, but maybe it is. People are busy, and they'll come and watch, but if they're going to be there forever –
Well, you're competing. I mean, the stadiums, the teams are competing for people's time. And you got to have a value there that, you know, people want to come. You got to have an attractive stadium, attractive experience. You're competing against, you know, 4K gorgeous big screen TVs in the comfort of their home, you know, versus fighting the traffic and, you know, battling to get out to the stadium and watch a game. So
if it just drags on and it goes forever and I don't have good Wi-Fi.
I agree.
And my favorite player gets kicked out because of targeting, it's like I'm done.
Yeah.
All right, there you have it,
folks. That's a great point.
We actually have solved the problems with
college
football.
You and I make football better together.
Or actually, at least beginning, because this whole scheduling thing is ridiculous and whatever.
Yeah, that's another one.
It's another episode. All right, this round of Rivals is over.
We're off to our corners.
He's Jason Buck.
That's Scott Mitchell.
You can text us at 65537. Go to Facebook at The Rivals Podcast, Twitter at The Rivals Show. We'd love to hear your stories, your ideas, and your thoughts about what rules would you change in college football. And we'll catch you soon.